I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound.
Where'd they come from?
Where'd they come from? Oh, my goodness. Not only did the girls come in, the bees. But
they brought George.
They brought George, the vehicleologist. George, what a beautiful guy he is, huh? I am incorrigible. And then, not only did George, the vehicleologist, come in, but Johnny Savage just came. Mary Lou Downing just walked in. Jeff, what have you done?
I don't know, but let's get rid of the girls.
Okay, girls.
Out you go, girls.
Okay, wait, girls. It's still sunny outside. Go on.
Yeah, here there's still a little sun out there.
Okay, here they go. They're going out the window. There. Oh,
you know.
Thank you, bees.
Anne was bringing up about grapes, and every year I always get a question about this time of year. Do bees actually go after grapes? No.
But I can tell you they do. But you know what? Bees go after the raspberries.
But on grapes, what people mistake is that the yellow jackets will actually go to the last grapes that are on the vine, and they will pierce the fruit itself. The yellow jackets will pierce the fruit. The bees have learned to go to the pierced fruit and then suck out this liquid.
Oh, so they're opportunists.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're actually there for the liquid. They're not there for the flowers because grapes are self-pollinating. But I do get this question every year because people do see bees on the grapes. And I have to tell them, no, they don't pierce because they only have a sucking mechanism.
So they're not the ones eating my raspberries?
Nope. So you may,
really?
I see
them on the raspberries a lot, but they're not. It's the yellow jackets that are.
I would assume it's the yellow jackets and the wasps that are actually piercing the fruit, and there for the air. So, yep.
You never know what you're going to learn here in the living room, huh? Yep.
And we had to combine a colony. Jackie found a colony that was failing, and she put it with another colony. This is not uncommon for us to do this when a colony goes queenless. We have a very short window of opportunity, so we generally take them and join them with another colony. And it's easy because what you do is you put a piece of paper between them. This makes them eat through the paper. They literally will shred the paper trying to get to the queen. And as they do, the smells begin to intermingle and they become one big happy family.
How do you know they're happy?
Well, they would not eat through the paper if they didn't want to. But basically, you can tell very quickly because if they, once they get that paper split open and the queen smell from the other queen comes through, they're very happy. That's all they want is a good new queen.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So do we have any other more fun facts today? I think we're going to have to probably in a few minutes make way for the poetry queens.
Yep. It does look like you got a really busy night tonight.
This has been a very, you know, you never know when you're going to have a circus come
by. That's true. And I did want everybody to know that we got some nice video of Stella singing down and Katati. So we'll make sure that you get a copy of it, Laura. And
absolutely.
That way you can. I think I can split off the sound for you so we can get you some songs
that
of hers.
That would be great, Stella. So Stella, we're going to miss you. Our sweet Stella, the Yellow Rose of Texas, the Star of Cows, is going back home to Texas real soon here. And you'll be back, Goddesses and Cosmos and God willing, in May?
Probably in May.
In May?
I just wanted to come and say goodbye to everybody and what a marvelous time I've had in this beautiful place.
It is, and it's even more beautiful for the presence of Stella and her spirit and those earrings and sunglasses that she wears with the guitars on them. If anybody was not listening earlier to the living room, Stella, who is either 29 or 92, depending on how you look at it, has been coming here for years to be with Jeff the Bee Guy and Jackie. And he is here in the studio with Stella, who has graced us not just with her singing and her storytelling, but with her amazingly wonderful spirit. Stella is the youngest of mature women that I know. How's that?
So I'm going back to where I come from. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm gonna welcome you with open arms when you get back. And maybe, Stella, we can have a phone call from you while you're in Texas.
I hope so.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I'll try to get that set up.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate
you. And she'll be back next year.
And you really are, you are just a ray of sunshine to us. So thank you so much.
Every minute of it.
And we love you too.